We have another great talent here in Belfast, a man who has written many a humorous piece of verse, including the famous Diagonal Steam Trap and other poems, Crawford Howard, and he also wrote one called St. Patrick and the Snakes. Here it is. You've heard of the snakes in Australia. You've heard of the snakes in Japan. You've heard of the rattler, that old Texas battler, whose bite can mean death to a man. They've even got snakes in old England, nasty adders, all yellow and black. But on Erin's Green Isle, we can say with a smile, they're away and they're not coming back. Now, years ago, things was quite different. There were serpents all over the place. If you climbed up a ladder, you might meet an otter, or a cobra might leap at your face. If you went for a walk up the Shankill, or a dander along Sandy Row, a flaming great python would likely come writhing and take a lump out of your toe. Now, there once was a guy called St. Patrick, a preacher of fame and renown, and he hoisted his sails and came over from Wales to convert all the heathens in Down. And he hirpled about through the country with a stick and a big pointy hat. And he kept a few sheep that he sold on the cheap, but sure, there's no money in that. He was preaching a sermon in Cumber and getting quite carried away. And he mentioned that Rome had once been his home, but that was the wrong thing to say. For he felt a sharp pain in his cheekbone and he stuck up a hand to his beak. And the thing that had lit on his gob and had bit was a wee Presbyterian snake. Now the snake slithered down from the pulpit, expecting St. Patrick to die. But your man was no dozer. He lifted his crozier and he belted the snake in the eye. And he says to the snake, "Listen, Legless, you'd better just take yourself off. If you think that that trick will work with St. Patrick, you must be far worser nor daft." So the snake slithered home in a temper, and it gathered its mates all around. And it says, "Listen, mates, we'll get on our skates. I reckon it's time to leave town. It's no fun when you bite a big fella and sit back and expect him to die. And he's so flaming quick with that big crooked stick that he hits you a dig in the eye." So a strange sight confronted St. Patrick when he woke up the very next day. The snakes with long faces were all packing their cases and heading for Donegal Cay. Some got on cheap flights to Mallorca and some booked apartments in Spain. They were all heading out, and there wasn't a doubt that they weren't going to come back again. So the reason the snakes left old Ireland, and this is no word of a lie, they all went to places to bite people's faces and be reasonably sure that they'd die. And the old snakes still caution their grandsons, "For God's sake, beware of St. Pat, and take yourselves off if you see his big staff and his cloak and his big pointy hat." As I've said before, a lot of the stories we hear about St. Patrick were made up long after he died. For instance, the idea of him chasing the snakes out of Ireland. There weren't any snakes, but there was a pretty evil druid religion in control here at that time, and Patrick was bold enough to confront them on the very day of the main druid feast. He picked the hill of Slane, very close to the hill of Tara, where the High King ruled, and where the druid celebration was to begin. And contrary to the royal command that no fire was to be lit on that night, he lit a bonfire, bringing him immediately to the attention of the Ard Righ, the High King, Laoghaire, his druids, and all the chieftains of Ireland, who demanded an explanation. The result of Patrick's defence of the gospel was that Laoghaire, although not becoming a convert himself, gave Patrick permission to preach throughout Ireland. As the druids had feared, the flame lit by Patrick would never go out. I wrote a song some years ago about this confrontation and its outcome. It's called "Let the Flame Burn." A man on a hill, flaming torch in his hand, the whole land lies still by the High King's command. No one dares to put flame to a pyre, but Patrick lit up a fire. Let the flame burn throughout our country, let young and old obey his command. Let the world know we love one another. O Lord, visit our land. Now the High King, with his druids around him, commands, "Bring him here who dares challenge my word." Patrick came and proclaimed Jesus Christ, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let the flame burn throughout our country. Let young and old obey his command. Let the world know we love one another. O Lord, visit our land. Well, now Patrick is dead, and the saints and the scholars are all led to rest, but the spirit remains. All we need is a breath of that fire, and we can rekindle the flames. Let the flame burn throughout our country. Let young and old obey his command. Let the world know we love one another. O Lord, visit our land.